It was Kelly Green on St. Patrick's Day yesterday, as thousands of people turned out for the annual parades in South Boston, creating a sea of green beneath the unusually warm March sun. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, revelers from around the country gathered for the two separate parades.
Paul O'Connor came all the way from Northport, Florida to join in yesterday's celebration.
I brought this nice weather for you, is what I did.
O'Connor showed up 2 hours before the parade began to get a front row seat. He was in town visiting his granddaughter, but stayed an extra day for the festivities.
I've been to the New York parade, right? The New York parade's a big parade, but this Southie parade's a hometown beautiful parade. That's what I like about it.
Thousands of people packed the parade route to catch a glimpse of the celebration. Police were visible on almost every street corner as part of an effort to curtail any rowdy behavior. As of 7 p.m. last night, police reported 8 arrests and more than 200 citations, mostly for public drinking, in South Boston alone. 1 hour later, a different parade marched the same route, this one organized by the group Veterans for Peace, after it was denied permission to march in the traditional parade. Pat Scanlon, the group's coordinator, says they were rejected for being too political.
And I said, did they say anything as to why? Why they rejected our permit? He said, they did not want to have the word peace associated with the word veteran.
Organizers for the St. Patrick's Day parade declined to comment on the matter. But Scanlon says, although his parade is more of a statement, it's also a celebration.
This is just a wonderful party for everybody who's there. We're going through South Boston to have fun. We're having fun.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.